You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are going to focus on the gross approach to the Shemus HaKodesh. And I'll start with the Yashrish Yaakov. Okay, Yashrish Yaakov, debatable who it is, because this is a pseudo-epigraphic work. Meaning we don't know really who wrote this work. But it's very interesting. It sounds like this. Yam Yosha Benay Lyodecha, et asher karali biyoti bekarakto shel Altona. Habit was in Altona, and happens in Falshibo, alai shnei loindim. Two scholars came to me, but listen to this story, it's very interesting. Achin yedei munatam, I don't know what faith they come. I don't know if they're Jewish or not. Kiloshaltimel, I didn't ask what faith they came from, right? Don't ask, don't tell. Gavlo yikidule memo, also these scholars come to ask me, so I thought it's a pseudepigraphic work, right, because he portrays to be the author, and we don't know who the author is. And also, he's telling you now this idea that two goyim came to ask him. They pronounce Yudke Vovke Kichsovoy. Why don't we pronounce Kichsovoy? Right? They say, listen, it's written one way, and we just make up a name. So he says the following. So he says, I'm going to prove to you that the way it's written, you can't read it. Because if you follow grammar rules, the grammar rules don't follow. Harishoina, the first riot that they brought to them is Beged Kefet. You know the Beged Kefet? Those Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Kaf, Beit, Tof, can be Rofa or Gusha. Right? We know exactly the base of Beis, Gimel, or Jer, Chaf, or Kof. Right? Tough or soft. And the aloha is like this. The hook technique is achaba achar a mapik. If it's a mapik hey, whatever there is like this. Hey, if the oisius, if the letters are hey, ale, vav, and yud at the end of the word, henre fuyus, chutz, so in they say like this. Ve'ativa matchele be'achat mi'otiot beged kefet. So if you have like this, if you have a beged kefet, coming out after any word, and the word before ends with a yud that's pronounced, as yesh din mapik l'tevas, it has a loch of mapik, ve'ois beged kefet gusha, and then the beged kefet, the beit, gimel, one of those letters that come afterwards, they have a togesh. Kumo mipnei sarai, right, the yud is pronounced, Gvirti has a dot, which makes it eight gusha. Matai tashuv. Is that soshuv? It's toshuv. Why? Because the word before ends with a yud. Okay? Now, he says, umatsanu beget kefet abachri shem bedagesh. Look at Shem Shomayim. Whenever you have Shem Shomayim, the next word has a dogesh. He kavayaroga shem kol bechor. Doesn't say chol bechor, it's kol bechor. If it's kol bechor, it cannot be that ends with a hey. I just told you before, if it's with a hey, if it's yud kevovke, should have been rofe, should have been hikashem chol bechor. Why does it say kol bechor? Because Shem Shomayim ends with a yud, doesn't end with a hey. So you see beferush that even though it's written yud kevovke, it's like a kriyuksiv that you replace the word with abnus. So grammar, you don't follow the grammar of a hey, you follow the grammar of a yud. So he tells the goy, he can't read, you can't say yud ke vav ke, because otherwise the grammar is wrong. The raya number one. Raya number two, hashniya, he milmedet miotiot hashimush ba'otim Hashem. The oisis hashimus ki adua shekol shem opeal matchil beyud shva. Whenever you have a yud and a shva, im yavol imotiot hashimus shem vekelev. If there is the word vekelev, if there is a vav, a chof, a lamed, or a base before, nedar hashva veot hashimus vecherek. So then, in the vav or the chof, you drop the shva, and you replace with a chirik. So two shvas, one next to the other, cannot be. So if there is a shva on the beginning of the word, and you add a vav, a chof, a lamed, whatever, you drop the shvas, and you add the chirik. Lemoshel, vivarech eschem. Is that veyevarech? Veyevarech. Don't put two shvas together. It says, Vivarech, Vishalach Bnei Yisrael, Nale B'Yehuda. Okay? V'chol Shem Opoel, Shot Rishona B'Chataf Patach. However, a word that starts not with a Shva, but with a Chataf Patach, Otiyot HaShimushim Patach, then the Vov or the Chof, you say not with a Chirik, you use a Patach. Kmo Vasaper Masika, Kirau Ba'aron. Aron is with a Patach. The Ba adopts a Patach. Now, how do you say Shem Shomayim? Kriyas Hashem Avaye, if it would be Yudke Vovke, and the Yud would be Bishva, should be Vi Hashem, not Va Hashem, and we say Va Hashem, En Kadosh Kashem. Kashem means the first letter of Shem Shomayim has a Patach, doesn't have a Shva. So if you take Shem Shomayim as it's written, the Yud has what? The Yud have a Shva. So then it should be not En Kadosh Kashem, En Kadosh Ki Hashem. The first that you say Ka Hashem must be that the Shem Shomayim is not Yudke Vovke, is Adnos. Like any Kriyuksiv, you're replacing the Yudke Vovke with Adnos. This is brought a second raya. So from the grammar rule of the Kalev is a raya that the Shem Shomayim is Adnos, not Yudke Vovke. And the third raya Shlishima, Shmatzan Vila Lama, Shimil'il. You could say Lama or Lama, meaning you put the emphasis in the beginning, in the first syllable, or the last syllable. So the Le'il means the first syllable. Whenever you have a Lama that precedes a word that starts with Aleph, Ayin, or Hey, then is Mil'il. However, if there's Aleph, Ayin, or a Hey, so it's not Lama, it's Lama. Lemosho, Lama charalecha v'lama naflupanecha. Lama, right? The word is atachet, is mil'el, is the, what you call, the emphasis is on the first syllable. Lama tasekol avadecha. However, whenever there is a hey, is lama hareotem li. Lama hareota lahamazeh. Lama. Lama meaning you put the, what you call it, you do it, milera, you put it at the end. And by Shem Shomayim, again, Shem Shomayim is not Lama Hashem, is Lama Hashem, which means it must be that the Shem Shomayim starts with an Aleph, not with a Yud, because if it starts with a Yud, it should be Lama Hashem. We don't say that, we say Lama Hashem, meaning the emphasis in the second syllable. Lama Hashem Iviotanu. So it says the Yashar Shiakov to the Goy, you see the Shem Shomayim starts with an Aleph, doesn't start with a Yud. Because if it started with a Yud, should have been Mil'el. The fact that it's Milera must be that it starts with an Aleph. So you see Shem Shomayim, even like any Kriyuksiv, it says Yud Kevovke, but you replace it with Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And he says, V'achar she'shamu ha'davar v'viu v'in ha'rayot, lo matzu maneh. When I told this Goy, which was an expert in grammar, because the Goyim, right, the Goyim were very big Hebrew grammarians. So they accepted it. They agreed that you can't read it Kevovke because otherwise grammar rules won't apply. They would be to the priest, or maybe Father Tshuva. They sent to the Rav Namurk, call the ein one tshuva levi. In call the ein one, he realized that he's playing with a game. In call should be in call with a kuf, right? And he writes in call with a chof. But they didn't come back to me, meaning there is nothing, zero, zippo. They didn't come back to me. So he brought three rayas. The Shem Shomayim starts with an aleph, doesn't start with a yud. Now, once we have this hakdama, we can go to the Groin Shulchan Aruch. There is a very important Groin Shulchan Aruch in Siman Hei. Shimon Hei says, "Akzidatur, if you see me divrei Rabbi Yonah b'Sefer Ha'ir, shekotze b'osuk rishon shebikrishma." He says like this: in the first posuk in Krishma, "Bechol echad b'shtei shemu zamurim b'posuk rishon." Whenever you say Shem Shomayim, we say Shem Shomayim twice in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem, Lokein Hashem Echad, Yarichat Shechshom Hayal Veviyeh V'Kach. Then you have to be mechaven two things. Hoya Hoy Veviyeh, which is the Kavona on Yud Kevovke, and Odin Hakol, which is the Kavona of Adnos. V'Achar Kach Kosvo, And it says, "Bechol pam beiskiru shemam yuchda shavu pirush kriyosoi." When you read Shem Shomayim Baruch Ata Hashem, what kavona should you have? Says the girl, the two rights, you should the course of inyona, you should have the kavona of Adnus. You do not have to be mechave in Yudkevovke, even though it's written Yudkevovke. Shua donakol val mashma sham shin sorok lashabal pirush kriyosi. You only need pirush kriyosi. By Shema, you need the kriya and the ksiva. Mashe inken by any brocha. Rak mi krishma shesham shtei Hashem uzmen hoi vevihye. Davka by the first posuk of krishma, which is hoya hoi vevihye, then you have to mechaven hoya hoi vevihye. But by when you read Shem Shomayim anywhere else, you replace it with the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Fia Oimek Bechen Nikel Fia Oimek Adin. Now, if you want to know Oimek Adin is true, Ki Bechol Olchim Achar Akriya. Every time when you have a Kri and a Ksiv, you write the Posuk one way and you read in a different way, the reading of the different way replaces the writing. Vein Tzorich HaRiklal HaKsiv, never T'choyrim and Apoilim. When you replace a word, loy with a loy, if it's written loy with an aleph, and you replace loy with a vav, you mechaven only loy with a vav. Because the way how we read, that's the way how we are supposed to have kavon. Even though there's a reason why it's written. But what's written is soides gdoilis, that's not the pshat. The ksiv is soides gdoilis, meaning that is a soid, but that's, you don't have to do it. You have to mechaben only the Shema Kriya. V'hem halocha le'moishe misinai. This halocha le'moishe misinai that you read the Shema Kriya. V'chem kan olchem achar akriya benikudosoi. And therefore you should see something also. When you punctuate, meaning the grammar follows the kri, doesn't follow the ksiv. V'chem, this says before, k'sheyovoi v'kelev v'fanefie v'chof, Vov Chof Lamed Beis. He is basically saying the same thing as the Shirash Yaakov. Ha'alef Nacha. The Kelev Bepatach. You use the Patach. You don't use Chirik, you use Patach. Masheke Miksiv, Ayatzarech Loimar Mechirik. If it would have been Yudke Vovke, it should have been the Chof, the Vov, the Chof Lamed Beis, should be with a Chirik. Vechen Lama Lefane Harafa. Lama is also, is not Lama. Lama is Lama. And the, like we said before, Beged Kefet is always Bedogesh. Now you see in a second the domestic Eliezer, because the domestic Eliezer says this Rai of Beged Kefet is not such a good Rai. And you Erwin will say, because the Beged Kefet is not a grammar rule, it's a pronunciation rule. So even if you don't replace, but you still pronounce Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's why it's a dogish afterwards. Dogish and rafa is not a function of grammar. So it's no raya really. But the raya is from the kelef and the lama. Now vechen moine be mesoira alda ashe de adnus bo adoni bom shloisha bapokim rifuim. And we are clear ha'alef b'chataf patach kiduk ad Hashem l'fikru osay. We'll soon see what the domestic Elias explains. Look at the domestic Elias. The domestic Elias explains the gro. And I want to make sure that we go through it. Says the domestic Elias. Hine rayat rabbeinu tmua. He says the raya of Beged Kefet is not such a raya. The halo Beged Kefet dagush achar nach. Nire shu machma tikuna miftah. It's only pronunciation. Kmo shekosa b'sifra dikduki v'daktikim. Okay? וכן לשם אדנוס למוות תוצאות, אלוהיקים אדנוס למוות תוצאות, נכסיב הוואי קודם אדנוס, ולשם אדנוס, that הפוסוק is לאלוהיקים, וניקו תחת הלמד בצירי, is לאלוהיקים אדנוס, לאלוהיקים, is צירי. So you see בפירוש, that even though he says יוד כבובקה, you replace it with the לוקים. Shma minodas line basakriya bekorino shem eloikim avikmo shiru leloikim noku tzirei. Again, even the shiru leloikim when you replace the eloikim is kriyeng siv and you use the grammar of eloikim, not of avaya. Okay? Aval yazline basakriya avilamet kodim yudah tzorech lomar lamet bichirek kmo lishua lishenei afar. And then he says the gro כששם שמוכים, השם הראשון נוקות חוט הסגול חוי למחירק, דעושים בו סקריה וקוראים השם אלוקים. If you have the same first שם הוויה, and then אדנוס, the first הוויה is אלוקים is also creative. והווה כמו שירו ללוקים דנורו צירי. So says the girl, is that only אדנוס replaces הוויה, אלוקים replaces הוויה also. You see that from the חוקי הדיקטוק. אבל יזיד בו סקסיב, דבר עמד קודם יהודה, היה צריך לא מדע מחיר, כמו לישוע, לישוני יפת, שם הסמוכם, השם הראשון נוקות חטף סגול, חולם חרק, and that's why it's always ללויקים, is that, אז זיד בו סקריה. וגם, now he says like this, the grow. Let me just go back to the grow. So says the grow, and we're going to see the grow inside. So says the grow, the ללויקים is the same thing. וכן מועד המסוי על האדנוס בהם שלושה פוקים רפואים, יקריה האלף וחטא פתח, you read the אלף, not with איזה מחלוקת, you know this מחלוקת, if you read אדנוס with an חטא פתח, or you read with a שווה, we read with a חטא פתח, כי ניקוד השם לפי קריאוסוי, כמו בכל הקרים שבתוירה, with the ניקוד השם is לפי קריאוסוי, this is a creating sieve, וכן ללויקים אדנוס למוות תוצאות הלמד בצרי. This is ללויקים, והוא פשוט מאוד. לכן, כששני שם וסמוכים פעמיים ניקודו בניקוד אלויקים, אבל השמיים בעצמו ניקודו נלם, but it says שם שמיים, the שם הוויה, we don't know the ניקוד. Nobody can tell you that you see the goyim read it with a שווה and they read with a חולם, and they read with the commas. He says, that's not. Shem Shomayim, the punctuation of Yud Kevovke, we don't know. Kumo kol ksovim sheba Torah. Like every ksiv, we replace the decree. V'nikudo yiso shem ha-mfoeresh, how to punctuate, yiso the mfoeresh, we don't know. V'gayim ba'alashot pirush ksivosei, pirush ken alin tzakayim, and therefore, you can never be mechaven, what's the pirush ksivosei. You only have kavon on the shem kriyosei. This is the Shita Zagro. Shita Zagro is that the Ksiv and the Shem Shomayim Havai Adnus is like a Kri and a Ksiv, one replaces the other. And the question is, what does that mean? Okay? Now let's look at the Rambam in Ilchus Avodah Zarah. Ve'ilu hen dinei ha-megadef. Ein ha-megadef chayav skilu she'forz Hashem miyuchad. A person who curses God, he has to use the Shem HaMufirash. Shel Arba Yisrael, Shel Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You have to use the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. If you use any other Shem Elohim and you curse God using Elohim, that's not Negadev. Yivorech Yisrael B'Shem Hashem B'Shem Nchok Shilem Anoikev Shem Hashem Yumas. You have to say Shem Shomayim and be Mekalal. Now, if you use any other Shem, it's Be'azora, you have a laugh, but you don't get... you don't get the punishment of Megadev. V'yesh mishim eforesh she'inu chai v'lashem yud kevovkei. Some people say that the only time you get the din Megadev if you use yud kevovkei, not Adus, because Adus is not the Shem HaMufirash. V'niyomesh ha'shnemu niskal. The Rambam says no. For me, even though you need Shem HaMufirash, you could use either. Either use yud kevovkei to curse, or use Adus. They are interchangeable. So it's machlokes. One of the Omer says, the Rambam quotes, you only get Megadev if you mention Yud Kevovke. The other one of the Omer says, even Adnos. So the Briskrov explains the machlokes. What's the machlokes between them? So explains the Briskrov the following. Anire loymar bazeh, the Rambam svelari be'abri, nami kiddushin daf yu'ayin aleph, ksiv zeh shmi, ksiv zeh zichri. The Gemara in Kiddushin is the one who says that there is the Shem Shomayim, which is the name, and then there is a remembrance, zichri. Lo kishani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav yud kivovke, Shemayim is written yud kivovke, v'nikra be'alef dalet, but I read be'alef dalet. Nemar bazedina, says the Briskrov, came, af de etzem Hashem shel Adnus, Zagedina, the kriya shel Adnus, the kriya shel Shem shel Havai, even though, listen, I'm going to explain how I understand the Briskrov. Because some people, Chavetz Chaim wants to say there is a machlo, they don't quote the Gro, but they don't. But they want to say that Briskrov is coming to say that's not a Kriyuk Siv. In my view, Shem Shomayim Adnus is a din of kriyuksiv, like every kriyuksiv, it grows mochiach, right? Because if you follow chukei diktuk, if you follow grammarian rules, it is a kriyuksiv, because you follow the grammar of Adnus, you don't follow the grammar you would give, okay? And the reason, because Adnus is replacing. But every other time, one replaces the other. They're not explanations of each other. They are replacements. Here says the Rav, Adnus is not a replacement only of Yud Kivovke, is a representation of Yud Kivovke. Sektor said that Kriya Shel Adnus is Kriya Shel Shamavaya. The reason why Adnus is replacing Havaya is not that you're taking Havaya out. Adnus is a form to express Shem Havaya. So therefore, even though Shem Adus is not the Shem Amiyuchad, if you use Adnus, in some ways you are saying Havaya. Because that's how you read Shem Havaya. Because Adnus is a form of expressing Havaya. So therefore, the Rambam Machloikis is like this. One Mandomer says, only Havaya Shem Amfoirash. The Rambam holds that Adnus is a form to express Shem Havaya. Because every Shem Havaya gets replaced by Adnus, because Adnus is vicarious to the Shem Havaya. The Av is a Michal of the Noikivas Hashem Yumas. The Kachi Nikivosi Shel Shem Linakriya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's how you express my name. That's why he gets skill on both, on Yud Kivovke and Adnus. Because those are different forms of Shem Havaya. Says the Biskerov, Adnus is never Shem Amfoirash. It's only Shem Amfoirash when it's coming to replace Shem Havaya. That's what the Biskerov says. That's how the Rambam understands. That's why Adnus is called cursing the Shem Amfoirash, because Adnus is a representation of Shem Havaya. Now, this is a pella. Every Kri uksiv, the Kri replaces the Ksiv. Here is an exception, because since the Ksiv is never verbalized, so the Kri here is an expression of Havaya. How does that work? If it's a replacement, I told you, the halacha is that I just told you, that the Shem Adnus is replacing Shem Havaya. How is it a reading of Shem Havaya? What does the Briskurov mean? But this becomes a bigger issue. Look at the Chassam Sofer. There's a famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says like this. Oid Tzorech Liyon. Who was the first person who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Who? So the Gemara Brachas Baya says, Avraham Avinu, Asher Elokim Bameh Eida Ki Arashena. That's other Avraham Avinu's Korel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin. And he says, but the Bereishis Rabba says, Adam Arishon Kroboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishon to name every animal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Adam and says, tell me what's my name. And Adam Arishon says, you are called Adnus. So you see, Odin is not Avraham Avinu, but it's Adam Arishon. Well, if he used that, he says, the Chassam Sofer, it'll be Adam Arishon, ve'elachai Aleph Dalet Kinu Shel Shem Havaya. Aleph Dalet as a Kinu of Havaya, that is already not a Chiddush by Matan Torah. By Adam Arishon, that was the case. Ubo Haya Nehege, that is how the Kri of Shem Havaya was Adnus. So Havaya Adnus is not a halacha by Moshe B'Sinai. Adam Arishon, when he said, your name is Havaya, but I say Havaya with a Kri replacing the Ksiv, Adnus. Avaloya Adam Shekro Adnus Milkavor Savaya, but to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon without Havaya, that didn't exist. That's Avraham Avinu. The Hefresh Rav Beinayim, there's a big difference between an Adnus come to replace Havaya, or Adnus is independent. Why? There's two kinds of Odin. There is a Odin, which is the creator, right? kula sheyotzer boru melech u'adal kolis. You are the master because you created. Afilu osav orz b'sov rishon b'nimtzayim de'ed mashgiach l'olam. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have left the world, the fact that he created makes him master. Because even if he had some kind of shluchim taking care of the world, he's still the master. But it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still continues being the master because he's involved on a daily basis. And that's Shem Adnus on its own. ובפרט אין השם אל הריח, ובחינה זוס, הוא עוד לכל בלי שמורה על האויסה מייסס הרובולה, והיינו עיקר השכינה בתחתוינים. So, ודורס הראשונים קרו אלף דלת בצירוף הוויה, so the first generations use אלף דלת to replace הוויה. כמו הנוכח השם הלוקח השם רתיך, to tell you that he is high, ahoy, ויהיה, that's why he's a master. Avraham Avinu was אשגחוסי פרוטיס באוילה, מקורת הקודש בוח עודן without הוויה. Blitzir of Havaya. So says Chassam Sofer, there's a difference. If you use Aleph Dalet Nun to replace Havaya, so the Odin, the master, is a function of creation. And that's how the world believed that Kodesh Baruch Hu was. Avraham Avinu said that Kodesh Baruch Hu not only created the world in the past, he's involved and he's the master on an ongoing basis. He is Odin without Havaya. Okay? And that's what the Chassam Sofer says. So the Gemara says, Adam Arishon called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adnus, is Adnus replacement to Havaya, the way we do it. Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh Adnus on its own. Which means Adnus replacing Havaya is from Adam Arishon. So we have to understand, number one, how does it replace? Every Kriuk Siv is a replacement. Here's not a replacement, it's a vocalization. So it's a funny Kriuk Siv. How does that work? And why Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh Adnus without Havaya? That's the chiddush of Adam Arishon, of Avraham Avinu. How and why and how do these two things go together? That's question number one. So this is a long shiur, so we might not be able to finish it tonight. But that is important. This is the primer of the Gro on the Shem Shemaims. So this is it. We saw Havaya and Adnus. Adnus, by we see clearly from Chukei HaDikduk that Adnus replaces Havaya, but it's not a replacement. Adnus is an expression of Havaya. Adam Arishon did that, and the halacha is that why it's called Shema Meferash. So it's a funny kriyuk siv that's not a replacement, but a form of expression. How does that work? And then there is Adnus, which is independent of Shem Havaya, which Chassam Sofer says is the Shem of the Hashgocha. That's Avraham Avinu. That's number one. Now look at the second pasuk. We know that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Havaya. But the pasuk says, V'yom Elokim El Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem's name, he said, Eke Asheke, I will be what I will be. You tell Klal Yisrael the Eke sent you. Chazal already talked about it. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him two Ekes. I will be what I will be. And Moshe Rabbeinu says only one Eke. We're going to soon see how the Gro explains according to the Gemara. But the Biskrov always had the Shaila like this. What's the name of Hashem? Is the name of Hashem Eke, like the last one? Or is Eke Asher Eke? Is the word Asher a chelik of the name? Nafkimin is, can you erase? If you write Eke Asher Eke, Eke you cannot erase, right? It's Shem Asher Hakim. But can you erase the Asher? So the Scroll was used to bring a raya from the Targum Klos. Vayomer Hashem leMoshe Eke Asher Eke. The word Asher, the Targum doesn't translate. It keeps it in Hebrew. Because in Aramaic it should be Abba Amar Hashem Moshe Eke Di Eke. Asher in Aramaic is called Di, Dalet Yud. The fact that he doesn't translate is a raya because Asher is a chelik of the Shem Shamayim. So the Shem Shamayim is Eke, right? Eke Shlachani Alechem, or Eke Asher Eke. It's a triple name. And the question is, what does the triple name, the word Asher, now becomes a chelik of Shem Shamayim? What means Eke Asher Eke? And Ekesh Lachan Elechem. How does Asher become a chelek of the Shem Shemaim? Okay, that's question number two. And what's Eke Asher Eke then translates into one Eke? Now I'm going to quote the Rashbam Spirish. The Rashbam Spirish is I'll tell you guys quintessential. This Rebbe says, "Mashi kosa biyute," right? Sem Shamayim is Eke Sheva Yomer Havayish Lachan Elechem. Kibuch says Yud Kivov. Okay. Efshar beatbash. I can explain to you using atbash. Tzfat, dafnat, zahif, tatzmatz, patpat, dagmai, tararara. Look at this. Tzavak katakai. Zeu ikaru ikpshuta. This is the pshat. It writes the acronyms. She because all of imigal moisam ritzvim can only reveal to somebody who's a tzanua. So he writes these codes. But he's saying, I can explain to you in atbash. So you have to really decode using atbash. So what does it mean in atbash? If you, I've just made it easier for you. You don't have to atbash the state. Which means to say is, who kore atzmo eke? HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself, I will be eke. Ve'anu korim oto yud iye. We read it iye. He says, ehye is I will be. Iye is he will be. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself, we call him the same thing. And why? So why is Yud Kei Vav Kei? Should be Ihiye. Vav Bemokum Yud. Because the Vav is replacing the Yud. We'll soon see in a second. Kumo Kima Have Ladam. Now, the big question is like this. So the Rabbi Shmam is explaining simply what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be, in the first person, Havaye, is the same thing in the third person, he will be. Ihiye. Now he writes this in Natbash. Right, that's the Pirush. Now, why does he write Natbash? If he wants to only be Megale to somebody who knows to decode, he shouldn't tell you how he decodes. But if he says, listen, you decode it using Natbash. So, what is he achieving here? Meaning, this is such a funny Rashbam. If he wants to tell you in plain Hebrew. If he wants to make it some secret that only the insiders can decode it, don't give the key. See, Ramchal in Maimar HaGadah writes that every Haggadah, all the narratives in Shas are codes. And you need a key to unlock the code. Without the key, it doesn't make sense. So here also, if he wants to keep it secret, don't give the key. But he's telling you, I give you the key, the Atbash, and I'm writing it in Atbash, and you decode because I don't want to reveal Elalatznuim, only to the people, to the insiders. What does that mean? But Rabbi Yossi is very givaldic, right? Because the fact that you wrote in Atbash, what's Atbash? Aleph is Taf. Atbash means the regular Aleph base goes from above to lower, and then the Atbash is you start from behind, from the Taf, back to the Aleph. Which means one of them is how the beginning reflects to the end, which means the giver, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Noise, to the Mekabel, and the Atbash is how the Mekabel from the end relates to the beginning. One is from the beginning to the end, the other one is from the end to the beginning. Yud Kei Vav Kei and Eke, says the Rashbam, if you understand what it is a reflection of the same thing. Eke is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Iye is from us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Eke Asher, Eke, the relationship, the way how you relate, you correlate Yud Kei Vav Kei to Eke is Atbash. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Atbash of Eke. That's why he writes in Atbash. So what does that mean? He's saying Havaye and Eke is the same thing. Eke is Aleph to Taf. We know in his perspective, in our perspective, backwards, is Havaye. That's why he writes in Natbash. What does that mean? Okay? So that's the question on the Shem Eke. Why is there Asher? And how is the correlation between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Eke? That Eke is one way, Havaye is backwards. And now, to add the last question, is the Meshech Chochma. That says like this, Me'oidi nit kasheti, something that all my life had a problem, be'en matzati be'begin mishorim, and I found this in the Magid Mishorim. Im Shem Eke u Keter, we know the Shem Eke in Chazal is higher than the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? It's higher. Yes, I just told you, the Rashbam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself Eke, and we backwards look at it as Havaya. So clearly, Ek is higher. Lam mutala God, Shem Havaye Osor. So it's backwards. Shem Havaye is Shem Amfoirash, and you are not allowed to say. The Shem Eke, you can say. If Eke is higher than Havaye, how is it possible that Havaye you pronounce, you cannot pronounce, but Eke you could pronounce? That's backwards. He says, I had always a problem until he says, Meshechoch Mafal de Magen Mishorim. Magen Mishorim is a Sefer. That there are, we know that Rabbi Yosef Karo had a magid, some malach teaching him, and the malach comes to teach him what's this. V'nire poshut. Let me explain to you the simple understanding. Kit ksat hasogish mechochma. We know that chochma, from chochma on, you can have some hasoga. Ayin magid. Kim hasoga gmura yesha. We cannot have a complete hasog in chochma, but we can at least grasp it. Nobody can have it completely, but some of you could. Da ma from the word chokhma. Chokhma is kochma. Ma usoda chokhma lemala mimcha. Veshem havai romus keser bebekutzo de yud. And the keser, the knowledge above chokhma, is in the yud kevov ke in the kutzo shel yud. Yuyan velachen. Shem shekol odom koshuv arikol hushlemu zitachlas asogas adivre odom arishon kod hakudosh baruch hu havaye kod ados as a kind to havaye, because havaye is chokhma. You could technically understand havaye, and therefore we cannot say havaye. Why? Because havaye, we don't have a havana, complete havana. Lios ki asogas odom kod machet shekor shemus odom arishon understood havaye. We cannot say Avaya because we don't have complete understanding of Avaya. But at least somebody out there was able to do it. Havaya is Iye. That's his Metzius, is his revelation. Havaya is Iye. That's who he is. So therefore, it's possible technically for somebody to understand who he is. We're going to soon see in a second. But we don't, so therefore we don't say it. It all relates how we relate to him. Havaya is how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And as we know, Mark is saying, we know the Shem Havaya. Really, Rashi in Sefer HaPardes says on the Pasuk, we know we say, Ye or Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. The question Rashi asks in the Pardes, why is all the Kaddish in Hebrew? It Gadal, Vit Kadash, Shmei Rabba. And then, that's what but we see it Gadal, which is Hebrew, Vit Kadash, which is Hebrew, and Shmei Rabba is Aramaic. So it's the same phrase we change from Hebrew to Aramaic. Rashi says because the Shem Havaye is really Aramaic. Even though it means Iye, but the reason why you change from Iye, the Hey Yud B'mokum Vov, Iye is in Hebrew, Hoive is in Aramaic. By putting the Vov, we translate Iye into Aramaic. What does that mean? But that, he says, that is our Hasoga. So that's technically possible. But it's always Odom Bashem Izbor, Valchen also Lagos. That's all we can say. Because the Shem Havaye is how we relate to him, the Atbash, how we relate to him. And we can't relate completely, so we can't say. About Shem Eke, Bashan Mesib, Vinika Shem Izbor, Makir Esatmusi. Eke, Sama Kudush Bohu calls himself. And Akudush Bohu understands himself. So I can say the Eke. The reason I can say Eke, because Ehye is selling Akudush Bohu. This is how he knows himself. He's saying, I will be. It's the Atbash. If you go from the Aleph to the Taf, you could say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows himself. But if you go to say how I relate to him, I don't understand him. That's why I can't pronounce it. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows himself. That's fine. That is easy. That's why Eke, it's higher. But you could pronounce. Because you're not implying that you know. It's not from your Hasoga. It's the Hasoga mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Atbash. Mitzidoi, he knows himself. You could say Eke. But Havaya, which is our Hasoga, I can't pronounce because I don't know. Vehoven Hetev. What does this mean? So Eke is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows himself. That's how the Rashbam says, is the Atbash. Iye is how we understand him. we change the Yud b'makom Vav, according to Rashi, is translating it to Hebrew, from Hebrew into Aramaic. What does that mean? So the questions are very simple. How Adus and Havayi relate? Eke asher eke, what does that mean? And how does Iye and Havayi, I told you, Iye, which is Havayi, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Eke, they relate like a natbash. Eke is how Kodesh Baruch Hu understands himself. Iye is how I understand who he is. It's always Havaya. He's always being. God says, I will be. That's how he understands how he will be. Iye is how we understand how he is being. And that's incomplete, and we can say, what does this all mean? Okay.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
So, to explain all of this, I want to go into the primer of the Gro on Shem Shamayim. And I'm telling the boys, it's to dance on the streets. We're going to learn the Gro in Tikkun Zoyer. We're going to learn the Gro in Safra Ditznusa. And then we're going to learn Rabbi Yitzchok Isaacover. We learn in the Talmid Gro how he understood the Gro. The Gro says in Tikkun Zoyer Tikkun Aleph, Eke, Eke Asher Eke. Right? There are two Ekes. Why there are two Ekes? Sefer v'Sefer Shneihem Shovim. We know that the world was created b'sefer, b'sefer, b'sipur. A book, and a story. The book and the book, they're all books, right? So they're the same. So sefer, that's why eke is the first sefer, and the second one is also eke, is the second sefer. Sefer, b'sefer is eke and eke. Sefer shematik mimena, one is the one, because you know that when you write a Sefer Torah, which is Sefer V'Sefer, we learned that, and everybody who remembers the Shiurim, when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to write a Sefer Torah from another Sefer Torah. You have always to copy from a Sefer Torah. You cannot write on your own. You've got to copy, right? The first one, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the primordial Torah and he dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there is always a source. So the first one, the first Sefer, is the first Sefer that you're copying from. Sefer Shematik Mimena. The Sefer Shekotev. And then you have the book that you're writing. Where you're copying from, you're writing to. And Sipur Shemechabeshem. And then you have the story that you repeat, Baal Peh, from copying. You know, the Halacha is a Sefer. When he copies from one Sefer to the next, he has to repeat it. He has to tell a story. The story connects the two Sforim. Shemechaber Shneim. And that is Asher. The word Asher is Eke. That will become Eke. So that's why the Shem Shamayim, Sefer, Sefer, V'Sipur. The first Sefer is Eke. The second Sefer is the second Eke. Asher is connecting the first Sefer into the next Sefer. That's why Asher is a chelik of the name. That's why Asher is the Shem Shamayim. You can't translate this in Shem Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original Shem is Esh, Eke, Asher, Eke. Book, story to connect to the next book. Vasher uloshen shani atid liyod eke. Asher means I am the one who I will be the one. I am, I will be what I will be. He said that I will be and I will become what I will be. Vehu achona loy veamira la ksiva. That is the achona Asher for the second ksiva. The Chen Bivlad says, whenever there is creation out there, it always goes through the same process. Havlad atipa be'av gonus, we know the semen is within the father. Kumo ha'u barbeim, father takes the semen, and he takes and he fertilizes the egg of the mother, and in the woman, the egg gets formed, becomes formed, but both of them are not born yet. Ve'azivug sipur. So the first Sefer is from the father, which means that's the Sefer of the father, which is the Sibin of the father, which is the real potential. And then there is the connection to the female, which is the Zivug, and that's their share. Kmo hadibur ben shnei bnei odem, like two people talking. Shekode b'ayah b'machshofto shezeh, first there is an idea in one speaker. Ta'achar kach metzav el chaveru lasois, and then you command somebody, let's say you have an idea. You tell somebody to do the idea, you tell him, and then that idea gets incorporated into his understanding. And the second one gets the message. Esher Asher Eke is that way. Whenever there is a transition from a giver to a taker, The giver has an idea, he conveys that idea, and that idea gets understood by the recipient. The father and the mother. The father has the semen. With the zivug, the mother takes that semen and fertilizes the egg and develops the egg. It's like you have an idea. And you tell somebody, I have an idea for such a website. You tell the person hears it and gets his own understanding. Eke asher eke. That's what the Gro writes in Tikkun Zohar. Explaining this is the Gro in Sefer Tzitzis. The Gro in Sefer Tzitzis in Perek Beis comes to explain Sefer Shem Eke. Ve'ainyan ki eke asher eke, eke ashlishi, ve'havaye hakol u'darga dezo. The Eke, the third Eke, Eke Asher Eke, you tell Klal Yisrael, Eke Shlachan Elechem, and that's Havaye. The third Eke and the Havaye is something called the Zo, the Zer Ampin. That's the small face of God. Shebo Manhiga Olam. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. His appearance in the world is called the smaller face of God. Because it's God as He relates to us. That is called the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Eke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I will show you who I am, and you are going to see who I am. Showing who I am is Eke. Seeing who I am is Havaye. V'ushmo shel Ein Soif, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his name, V'yadoi Misgale. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. A name is always revelation. Shem is a Loshen Hebrew of Shem there that you could point out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything. There is a revelation within creation. That revelation within creation is called the Zeir Anpin, the small face. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing much less of what he is. He's revealing himself in a way that we as creatures can understand that. That is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That is being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is how I am presenting myself, and Iye is how we understand him to be. Even on that, Eheye is in Hebrew, Havai is in Aramaic, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself into the world in one way, we understand him like Aramaic into Hebrew, we translate into some kind of form of understanding. But that's only within the theater of operations called the Zoh. V'chol ha-dargim she-koydim lo ha-kol dargim elav she-izgale. Anything above the smaller face is only we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to reveal. What is that? We don't know. We only know the revelation. We only know a little picture. Le-havdil elef al-fevdol is like the Truman Show, right? You have a story here that we leave. We see this gilui, but that's not it. This is a smaller face of God. As much as we understand, is a minute understanding. But anything above that, we only know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to himself and says, I will reveal myself. Which means the Gro is going to say, take a look what it says. The Ikar Kavon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Soif is that he should be revealed in creation. V'zeu Kavon HaBriyas Olam. The world was created for his revelation. Lachen Nochiz Midarga LeDarga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a process to reveal himself. Ad Zo V'Sham Nizgal until this God. Kishal Nol LeYomim HaRishonim Kedu. V'lachem Shem Shazo Ikar Hashem HaMiyuchad. Shem HaMiyuchad is the Shem Havaye, which is the small face. You realize the Havaye is the small face of God, because that's the only revelation that we can perceive. V'chol Hashem Shekodmim Lo Eke, V'chol Hashem Zain Tfeilim Lo Fabi Hashem Dvoim Yosef Imanu. So Eke is much higher, but they are, in essence, Tfeilim. They are secondary to Havaye, because the Eke is the process how Havaye came to existence. Eke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm going to reveal myself, and he's getting that process. The Gro is going to say, it is like pregnancy. The same way that the father has the semen, the potential, he says, I'm going, what the Zohar says, Ana Zamina Lemevi. I'm going now to present myself. First, you have the first Eke, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that to the next Darga, which is like a fetus, which is like pregnancy, which is the second eke, asher eke. And then that's the fertilization by the mother. And then you have a fetus, which is developing, and that's the third eke. So it says, I'm creating the process. And the birth is Havaya. So Havaya is the baby that's being born, but is not the father. The father is much higher. You realize that higher and higher that you are, there's no expression, there's no name. The word Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called the ineffable. There is no word to describe him. If you have a word to describe, it's already not it. Right? You have the limits of verbalization. So it's not it. So says the Gro, the more the name it has, the more, the lower it is. Elorem is lo bihiru v'lo machshava. V'kol machshe maskel izgalos yoser kol nolo shem yoser. The name becomes more of a name when it's izgale. Ki Hashem hu agilu. Shem is the gilu. V'kol Hashem is adzohim. Einam Shem is basman. Therefore, anything until revelation in this world is not Hashem. So Eke you could pronounce because it's a name. It's not the revelation. It's not revealing himself. Nothing. He's saying, I'm going to have the rotzim to reveal myself. Zo is the gilui. You realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never has a Shem Ha'etzim, who he is. The name is the revelation. Only the small face. There is a gilui Shem Shamayim only in a small face. The big face, never there is a gilui. Eke means I will be then. I'm not here yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havaye is in the present, who he is now. The way, the reason why the Yud changed of Vov, because from appearing, he becomes a reality. Vov is connecting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Iye as Havaye, Yud Kei Vov Kei. Vov is connection, because from a plan it becomes a reality. Kamo min Chaya Chava. Chaya, to give birth, she becomes a Chava. Iye becomes Havaye. Ki Iyem Kol Chai V'Kol Hashem Uzu Bezo Shesham Ugilui V'Zeo Kavonos V'Kol Hashem Kodesh V'Shem Moir Shizgale. Any Shem is above Iye. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. Iye is the plan to reveal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to reveal, is the process of revelation. But there's no revelation. Havaye is the revelation in this world, in the smaller face. That's exactly like in the physical person. First is in the pituitary gland, which is just very potential. Is just a part of your glands. And when a person has relations, then you have the semen coming out, and then it goes into fertilization, and then you have a person, a fetus, and still in part of the mother, and then there is the birth. First is in the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the first Eke. That's why Abba, always we know that in Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the master plan, is the beginning. And that is usually the remez of the Yud Shel Hashem, the point. The first point is the first Eke. Then it develops like a hay. The point becomes part of the dalet, like the hay. That hay is a representation of the second eke and the connection between the two. And then it connects to you. Will be stimu vechochma etimotza. Okay? I'm just going to skip a little bit, that anybody wants, you could go and sit inside. And let me tell you what Deutzer's Chaim. We're going to a 10 minutes more. I'm sorry, but this is, I just don't want to go in the middle. So says the Deutzer's Chaim, okay? And therefore, Shem Shomayim, always Chochma and Bina. In Chazal, it's called the Av and the Sag. The Shem Ayin Beis. If you go the Chochma, the Shem Ayin Beis, you could have Yudke Vovke. You have to spell it out. So Yud is Yud Vov Dalet. But Hey is Hey Yud. Let's also say Hey Yud. But the Vov could be Vov Aleh Vov or could be Vav Yud Vov. The Av Kimin if it's 72 or 63, right? That's the difference between them. Nine, right? Nine numbers, 63 to 94, if he's a Yud or Aleph. Now, why is the difference between Av and Sag, those two Shem of Shamayim, the 72 and the 63, the difference is how you spell the Vav. You spell the Vav with a Yud, you spell the Vav with an Aleph. So he says, Davin Bechochem is upset, this is what I just told you. Because Shem Shamayim is the Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always connects to us. The Vav is the connection. That is Shem Shamayim. Everything is a preparation. Av is the Shem HaChochma, which is a Yud. So the Vav has a Yud. And the other one is a Bina. Is the Yud going down and developing into something. That's the Aleph. So that's why Shem Shamayim, in the process of development, it could be 63 or 72. 72 is a Chochma, is when the Vav has a Yud. 63 is when the Vav has an Aleph. Why? Because the Eke Asher Eke. The first Eke is the plan on the point that the Vav has a Yud. When the Yud develops itself, I told you, is like connects to the mother and then becomes in pregnancy, is an Aleph. So that's why the Shema Chochma, the first Eke, is 72. The second Eke is 63. Which is a Vav with a Yud and a Vav with an Aleph. The first Eke is Merumos on the Yud on the Vav, and the second Eke is the Aleph in the Vav. Rabbi said those two is only in the Vav, because the Vav is the connection. It's the Vav, right? That's called the Zerampin. Zerampin is connecting him to us. That connection, him to us, is the third Eke, how he points out to us, and what we perceive in our Aramaic, how we translate that, is Yudke Vovke. And that's exactly the Atmash, and that's the Roshbam. So Eke Asher Eke, just to do, Eke Asher Eke is the process of revelation. It's like it's like the creation of the process. The actual revelation is the baby being born, is Yudke Vovke. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, which is Eke, this is what I plan to do, and how we translate Yudke Vovke. And this is how Eke Asher Eke, which is Hashem that you could pronounce, and the third Eke is the Eke which connects in itself to something called the Atbash. Eke to Hawaii is the Atbash, which is the translation of Aramaic. Okay, this is how the Gro explains. Now, what does Aleph Dalet Nun Yud have with anything to do? Look what the Gro says. Zeshmi Leolam. So now we are listening Asher Eke Asher Eke and Hawaii. Now, what's Atmos? Look at this girl. This girl is fantastic. There are 60 queens. There are 60 mesechtes which are full of halachas. One second. It says in the Medrash that 60 halachas is connected to 60 mesechtot. We call it the 63 mesechtot. Why? Zroim 11, Moye 12, Noshim 7, Nezikim Yud, Kochim Yud Al, Taris Bed, Lamar Kuzikim Masechta. If you look at all Nezikim, it's one Masechta. Hari Samechal of Masechtas. Now you have 61 Masechtot. Umetaretza Gromi Vilna. Look at how the Gromi Vilna explains this Medrash. Kibemetish Samechim Masechtot. There are 65 Masechtot. Not 63 like we have, but 65. Because the same way we know that the one sect of 30 prokim. The same thing we know that Tyrus also has Kalim, which has 30 prokim. There were three mesechtas: Kalim Aleph, Kalim Beis, and Kalim Gimel. So if you divide kelim into three, you have two more masechtos, it's 65. From the 65 masechtot, there are five masechtos which relate to dinim derabanan. They don't come to explain in din deraisa, they only come to explain dinim derabanan. Vehema, demai, Eruvin, Megillah, Yadayim, and Edyos. Edyos are the testimonies, right? Chusel Cheshbon, Avur Sheini Shez Masof. It means it's only a concept of how people pass an aloha, the testimonies. Vibi Kubetz Edyos Mechol Shas is just a collection of Edyos, so it's not a new aloha. So those five are human Masechtos. V'lachem Onisha Shishim Melachot, Shishim Masechtot. V'lachem Eturus HaMedrash. That's what the Medrash means, Shishim Melachot. The 60 queens are the 60 Masechtos deraita. The 65 Masechtos making Kelim into three. And you exclude from it all the four Masechtos derabanan, which is my Edayim, right? You have Demai, Yadayim, Megillah, and Eruvin, right? Which is all the Rabbana. And one Masechta, which is Edyos. Ubir Bezagro, Hamayim Bakmon Besochim. Alaposuk Zeh Shmi, Leoilam Zeh Zichlut Arlok, Shem Nichta, Nikra, Nichta, B'yut Hei, V'nikra, B'alef Dalet. We know the Shem Shomayim is Yud Kivovkei, and we read Alef Dalet. Ki Shem Havai Rumez not Torah Shebichsav. Shem Havai is Torah Shebichsav. That's why it's a ksiv. It's a ksiv because it's Torah Shebichsav. Sheina Nikra Zalpe. Kmo Shem Havai Shu Nichta Bola Nikra Alpe. Shem Havai is written, not read, is the ksiv. And therefore has a deal of Torah Shebichsav. O Mechuba Mispa Shem Havai Shu Torah Chavod is the Torah Shebichsav Chavdal Sifra Kodesh Neiluch Esabris. Is the 24 Sforim. Plus the Luchos Habris, Shegam Oy Lechavah, because this is also the same. This is the same. What you call 26? Adnus is Torah Shebalpeh, Ki Hashem Nikra Torah Shebalpeh, Umispora BeArbo Yisoyos Mechuvah BeArbo Yisoyos Samechem Mesechtas. Aleph Dalet Nunyud is also 65. Keneged the 65 Mesechtas is the Torah Shebalpeh. Is the way how we read it. It's a decree. Echad Meram is Masechta Dio Shebiucheres Bimina. So that's why Aleph Dalet Nunyud represents the 65 Mesechtas. Aleph is the unique one. Is the one that puts it together. Right? The Aleph always wraps it together. Mesechta Edyus, which are testimonies about Oshas. Then Arba, which is the four Mesechtas that are abundant. And then you have Nun and Yud, which is 60, which is Keneged, the 60 Mesechtas, which are explained in the right. Adkan, Divri Kosh Lagro. Adnus is Torah Shebalpe, Keneged, so that's Givaldic, right? It's Torah Shebichsav. The reason why it's Kriuksiv is because one is Torah Shebalpeh, the other is Torah Shebichsav. And Torah Shebalpeh in this world replaces Torah Shebichsav. We know that Torah Shebalpeh constantly replaces Torah Shebichsav. Ayin tachas ayin, we replace as momin. Torah Shebalpeh always replaces. But Torah Shebalpeh always, in essence, is coming to explain the Torah Shebichsav. So even though it's a replacement, we said the kriyuksiv, but says the Briskerov, it is Shem HaMefoyrash. Because that's how we understand, that's the Aramaic translation. We don't have the full translation, we have a partial translation. A partial translation of Shem Havaye, which is the Torah Shebichsav, in this world, is the Shem Adus, because Torah Shebalpeh, we can understand, like Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnias. Luchos Rishonis is Havaye, Luchos Shnias is Adus, that we reach from Adus to Shem Havaye. And I'm going to go just quickly on the Talmid Agro, how he explains it. V'inyan arba amos shel aloha. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world space. Our space is arba amos shel aloha. Why specifically arba amos shel aloha? Dovar omik. Ki Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebalpeh hem shnei shem zavai v'adnos. Shem avai ubiksiva v'lo b'mir havai z'Torah shebichsav v'shem adnos balpeh b'mir lo b'ksiva v'shem ichsav shebalpeh g'mir lezois v'shem adnos, look how he explains him, 60 mesechtos like we saw, ki minyan halocha. Halocha is b'gimatra 60 because there's 60 mesechtos deraisa v'hem nun yud shel shem, that's the nun and the yud shel shem. And the Loshon Ed, which is Aleph Dalet, those are the Mesechtas that are born, because the same way Ed Yale Minaretz, meaning that the what you call it, the vapor and the water went up from earth to Shamayim, those are the Mesechtas that we created. Five mesechtas, Edyus, and the four, which is connected the hand, is mesechtas that he created. Ubeshem Adnus. Now look at something interesting. How many permutations you could have in the Shem Adnus? Four letters is 1 times 2 times 3 times 4, which is 24. Ve'ed v'shem Adnus is chovdale tzerufim v'im arba amos. 24 tzerufim is arba amos. Why? Because every ama is 6 tfochim. There's a 24. The way it's arba amos shel halacha is because we can encapsulate our theater of operations, how we grasp Shem Shomayim, the decree. That's why the Chukei Adiktuk is always following the decree, because the decree is how we relate. That's our space. Those are the Arba Amos Shel Halacha. Six Tfochim times Arba Amos is equals to 24. 24 are connected to 24 Matnas Kihuna, Rabbeis, which is Kiadua, which is the 10, 24 letters of Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olelam Voed, and they are connected to 24 Tachshitei Akala. Those are the 24 Tzerufim of Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubi Madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Hoysa, That's why Torah was Meirosa, was married to him. How you marry through Torah Shebaal Peh becomes yours. That's why Adnus is possessive, because that's how you marry the Torah, that's how you incorporate, that's how you express the Torah. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is the Shem Adnus, which is the Shema Kriya, is in the possessive, which is the 24, connected the 24, Tachshit Kala. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is Meirosa. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu got the full 24. Once you get 24, you could reach Shem Havaye, because the Torah Shebaal Peh then is total, so the Adnus connects to Havaye. Today we have to go from Adnus to Havaya. So says the Gro, Adnus is the Torah Shebaal Peh of Shem Havaya. Havaya is the Gilui. But the Gilui of Torah Shebichsav is much more. Luchos Rishonos Nishtabru. On the breaking of Luchos Rishonos, Havaya, today we have to conquer Havaya. How do you do with the Shem Adnus? That's why it's called the Adonim. If you look at the Kroshim, the Adonim, the base is called Adonim. That's Adnus. That once you incorporate Shem Adnus, is the Torah Shebaal Peh, you understand and you incorporate and you actually experience God as an Odin, then you could reach to Shem Havaya. And that's the Tachshit Kala. That's how a Kala presents to the husband. That's how we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is exactly Adnus reaching to Havaya. Havaya is the Torah Shebichsav, the Adnus is the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why it says the Gro, the Adnus is the Kri, Havaya is the Ksiv, says the Brisk Rov, but they are connected. Because it's not the one replacing the other, it's a replacement of the Gilui. And therefore, they are in essence connected. And therefore, for us, Adnus, as our grasp of Shem Havaya, says the Rambam, is a Shema Mefoirash, and a person is Chayev Misa for it. And this is the Gro. So the Gro says, Eke Asher Eke, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's process of revelation, to allow himself in the process of revelation, which is the pregnancy of Shem Shamayim. The lady of Shem Shamayim is Eke to Havaya. Eke is what he presents, Havaya is how we understand. Today, our Havaya, which is Torah Shebichsav, we can only understand through Adnus. And Adnus are, they divided, like everything else, into Mesechtas. 60 Mesechtas is the Mesechta, how we understand what he says. 5 of the Mesechta is how we elevate our own ideas to him. So it comes out that this is the process of Shem Shamayim. There is Eke Asher Eke, a double there, and there's a double here. There's a double here between Eke and Havaya, and there is Havaya and Adnus. So you realize that this is all doubles, right? Eke Asher Eke is the process of creation. Eke to Havaya is the Atbash, and Havaya to Adnus is our own perspective of that. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu is Misgale. The Gilu Shem Shamayim Ba'olam Ishtayim Shem Arba. Receives a Shabbos is Shtayim Shem Arba. What is the Shtayim Shem Arba? The Shtayim Shem Arba is Eke Asher Eke, the two, they become four. That Eke Asher Eke becomes Eke to Havaya. And in our perspective of Dachnosa, the Shtayim Shem Arba is Eke to Havaya, Adnus, to Avayim Yakudish Bucha, allow indeed us to understand and to perceive and to have a saga and a catch understanding who he is and how he's Mizgale. So now, what I'm going to do is allow everybody to participate. And if anybody has any questions, it will be my pleasure. So let me just stop the sharing. If anybody has any questions, want to ask, say something, please, I'll be happy to hear.
Are you saying, the last question, I just sent it over here, an email, as a chat, but according to the Gra, the Masechtas that were left out had to be that way, so you get to 60.
For sure.
So it was not a happenstance of history that was intentional not to make more than 60 Masechtas?
No, so he's saying the Gra, the 60 Masechtas were done by design.
Yes, I'm
right?
Saying, yeah.
And he realized why it's 60. Rabbi said, why it's 60 Masechtas?
That's the idea.
Why specific, right? Because it's Samech, right? Leda Satam, you real member, right? Tam is lost in 1 out of 60. Right. You have to be 1 out of 60 to create Tam. The Mesechtas are the idea of this circle, right? Meaning the Mesechtas is a totality. As much as Torah Shebaal Peh, we are just uncovering what's really there. It's not that we're creating something new. It's not that we are adding taste. This bottle b'shishim. It's there. It's already preconceived, right? Chochma is me'ayin timotze. That's why Chazal made there are 60 shishim melochis. There are 60 queens, right? Can neged the 60 mesechtas with the raisa, the pirush. Which means those are that's why Chazal by design did 60 mesechtas. Right? And that's Keneged Hashem Shemaim. Ed, Yalim, and Oretz are the 5 that we design ourselves. 4, which is why it's 4, right? You notice how Chazal is so perfect, right? 4. As you know, the 4 is always the world of creation is 4, right? So the 4 Mesechtas that we created, Hashem, that those are designed by us. Yadayim, Eruvin, Megillah, and Mai. And one Mesechta is the number 5, which we always told you the 5 wraps it all, which is Mesechta Edius. Those are the testimonies of all the Mesechtas. We collect all the Mesechtas, collecting one unit of Halachas called Edius, which is the Edus, right? Edus is exactly this, right? That you connect what happened in the past to the present. You wrap it up in time, is Edus. So Mesechta Edius connects all the Mesechtas, it connects in time. That's it. That's Adus. That's why it's the possessive name, because it's us. Adus is the Arba Amos Shalaloch. Those connected the 24 Tzerufim. The 24 Tzerufim is connected the 24 Matnes Kihuna, which is connected the 24 Tashitikala, which is connected Boch Shem Kvoid Malchus Aloy Lavoed, which is Yehuda Tato, which has 24 letters. Realize how everything connects, right? And Erwin, that's exactly the Kri. So that's what the Grace Mochiach, the Shem Shemaim is a Kri and Ksiv. But is the Kri and Ksiv is telling you that the Kri is not a replacement of the Ksiv, the Kri is how we relate to the Ksiv.
The Zeranpin, which you said is really the Shem of Ayas, the Zeranpin, that's his Manigas.
His manhigas, that's how he reveals himself in the world.
That refers to everything from chesed all the way, chesed all the way to
all yesod. Chesed to malchus.
To malchus.
It's not to malchus, it's to yesod, which connects to malchus. But this is the revelation. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he is, he told us, let me tell you how my process went. My process went, Eke Asher Eke, the first Eke is, those are the shemas, which is called, in the Shema Keser, but is a process of Chochmah Bina, right? One, the first Eke is the Tipa Zav, the second one is the M. It's like the Yud and the He. Yud is a point, and the He is the point in a space. It's like, you see, the He in Chazal is viewed as an Ibur. It's like the Yud is within the Dalet, right? It's a Yud within the Dalet. That's the He. That's the second Eke. And then the Vav is the connection. Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to us, saying, this is what I want to be. And we look at it and say, this is who are you being. So the being is the Vav. The connection is Yud-Kevav-Kei. Is Eke to Yud-Kevav-Kei. Says the Rashbam, is Atbash. The same way from Aleph to Tav, is Eke, I will be. And we look at Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's who you will be. One is the first person, who's the third person? Right? The Vav, the Atbash. And that's why it's Aramaic, because it's like the translation. We only mediate what he wants to come to say to us. And now after the Chet Etzadas, right, then it comes to the Shema Peh, that Havaya you can't pronounce anymore because it's unclear. So our Hasoga of Havaya is only through Adnus. So the Adnus is the decree of the Ksiv.
The two questions.
Yes,
so before the Chet Etzadas, did Adam Arishin have a understanding of the Ribbono Shel
Olam? Yes, of Havaya, not of Ribbono Shel Olam. No, of Havaya, of the small ponim, of the. By the way, if you know something, yes. If, by the way, you saw that beferush, right? That's why it's givali that we sit inside. That's it. Special Chochma says beferush, right? The Adam Arishon had the Asoga, complete Asoga, right? I told you that's why Havaya Dados for him came out completely. He saw he Lacha Nikra Havaya, which Havaya Dados became the same.
So if the Vav is a connector, why isn't it between the Yud and the Hay?
Because Yud and the Hay would never connect to that. You never connect. No. Yud and the Hay is above. Yud and the Hay will never know. We know the process. We don't know what it is. Only Zeranpin.
So we're connecting one process with another process?
Exactly. Right. We connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud Kevav, and we know there was a Keser. That's what the Medrash Chochma says. We know that there is something above. And the something above is conceptual. It's not real. But we know that there is something above. Which means that is the process of Gilui, but it's not Gilui in itself. Zeir Anpin is the small phase. Yaakov Avinu was Zeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayiklokel Elokei Yisrael. Meaning he is the representation. And by the way how we understand the Gilui Shem Shamayim is all of Klal Yisrael. If you take all of our collective understanding of Hashem, that's a small face. But it's a small face, right? It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal. That's why Havaya is the Atbash of Ehyeh. So it comes out the Shem Eke is what we're understanding. You know, this Eke is revelation. A Havaya is what we see being revealed. So we only know revelation. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We know what the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is.
Isn't it Mashmah that Moshe Rabbeinu understood Ekhi Asher Ekhi? You know, he says, Tel Bnei Yisrael, Ekhi.
Yes, he understood the process of Ekhi Asher Ekhi. Yes, but he didn't understand what it meant. He understood that there was a process, yes. He understood
and,
that
the
Bnei
Israel wanted to be informed even of the process. What does that mean to say? What way left off of?
Because so the Chazal say like this: Eke Asher Eke is the total of the process. We can never grasp it, so we look at it in smaller steps. So in other words, the Keser we can't understand. We can't because we are in the world of Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see that there is something beyond that, but that's it. But only a process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know Havaya. That's a Shem HaMefoyrash. Shem HaMefoyrash, that's what Chazal say, the Shem HaMefoyrash is a very low Shem. The highest Shemus are not Mefoyrash because they're not revealing anything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling himself. It's a revelation to himself. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this. There is a process going on and as if there's a factory, right? There's a light showing that there's a process going on, but you don't understand what the process is. Eke Asher Eke is that there is a process within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's never revealed to us.
So even
Ana Zomin Lizgalia.
If so, someone actually reaches Nun Shari Bina, he'll never understand it either.
No. So it says that the Gro says
Olive Shari Bina.
He will understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us Ana Zomin Lizgalia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm ready to reveal. The Tikkun is Zomin Lizgalia. That's why if you look at Safed Tzniusa, right? He says the beginning of the Tikkunim, right? The Tikkun HaKeser, the Tikkun. How can I tell you something interesting? How is that called? If you talk about the Ekshem Eke, what is that called? That is called the Arechampin. That's the long face. So the long face, we don't know anything. We know Anazom in this galley. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting ready for the process. You know, there is a pre-process. There is the Gilui and there is the pre-process. The pre-process is that. How does that work? We don't know. But we know that there is a pre-process.
What
HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us that what we see, there is something above. That's our Shaykhus, that we see that this is from above. That feeling of transcendence, that's what it is under Zamenisgalia.
Was that Eric Prime referring to the long face? The,
Yeah.
Or is that referring
No. That's Kesser. All of this is Kesser. Ek Yasher, Ek is Kesser. It's the Chokhmah should be Kesser and the Bina should be Kesser. But it's only Kesser. Kesser means it's above us, right? It's the crown above us. It's the transcendence. You realize that whatever you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to know, and you have to know that it comes from a process that you can't know. If you think that you know everything, you don't know anything. The person to know is to know that there is something out there that I don't know. So there's always more to reach out. That's the Kesser, that's called the Arichapin. But the Arichapin is not a Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never Mizgale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Megale to us that Ana Zomim Mizgalia. Every single thing is a preparation of the Zoh.
And
the small face.
And to circle back to something you said a couple of weeks ago, the Vasik Yamin was even the beyond the beyond. So to speak.
I think Yamin is something else, right? That we do, is the ineffable. We can't even say Eke. There's nothing. It's called Insaif. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? I told you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say that as much as you know, don't fool yourself that you know everything.
Because you're saying that
some unknown.
But you're saying that the Arach Apim is also something you don't know.
Yeah, but you know the process.
You don't know, there's still more
you know that you don't know. At the Kiyom, you don't even know that you don't know. It's ineffable.
Except for you and I and everyone else here.
But you realize, guys, that's the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because for us, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much higher than us, right? So he made himself a revelation, and he says, that's, I want you to know who I am through this. Because not who I am, is who I want you to know that I am. Mm-hmm. It's creating a face. It's creating a reality. It's all a constructed reality.
What purpose ultimately is that? If I can't understand it, and you don't want me to understand it, and so what is the purpose of it?
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so says there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand something. That something is what is revealing to us. That is the ultimate Gilui. In other words, we can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would reveal himself, revelation is limitation, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only reveal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm showing you myself how much I want you to know of me. And that is the ultimate connection, right? Because you have to connect on something that we can relate to. Because you realize, Harold, I always say like this, if you want to take something that is too big, you don't understand. You always have to create and to be mitzamtzem, right? In other words, simtzum allows you to be masig. Hasoga is simtzum, right? That's why it has kinyan, to be coin is something. To be coin is something has to be, to acquire, has to be dover mesuyim, has to be something defined. Something which is not defined is not acquirable. If I don't define, you can't acquire. So for you to acquire has to be defined. Zerambim is that. That Zeshmi Loilam, that Shmoi, that Shmoi Shlakudish Boho. And that's the Torah Shibisav, that's how much you revealed. Adnus is our Hasog, is decree of that Ksiv, which is the process. So Adnus takes you to Havaya, Havaya takes you to Eke, Eke comes from a process called Eke Asher Eke. The safer, and the Sipur. This is the picture, and that's how we experience it, and that's how we go up. But that's a beauty, meaning if we could know everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be very limited. And if we, but we have to realize that we have this process that you always, the more you know, the more you realize what you don't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself not only what we can know of him, which is Havaya, but he revealed to us what we can't know, which is Eke Asher Eke. And there is a part that it's ineffable. We don't know if you know, we don't know. Ana Zamin Lizgalia, that is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoulders, that's a Kesser. That's the Chochmah Nafsho. If you remember, all the Shurim all connect, but that's it.
Why at this point in history would be when Hashem is revealing Eke? Meaning, why not by Avram or...
Excellent question. Excellent question. You realize something. Avram Avinu, and that's, by the way, I love the jazz question, because you realize that Avram Avinu called the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin. Right? So he didn't see a Kibovki. He only saw Hashgacha. He only saw, in other words, all the office. And that's what defines Anav. What defines Anav is that they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very real sense. Shmi Havaye lo nodati lem. There's no Havaye to them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was b'chinas Av. The Ovis are, they are called, very funny, right? They're called Elokei Avrom, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. But Shmi Havaye lo nodati lem. So Havaye and Eke Ashek, and the reason is because they incorporated HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having Odin. Their Mitzius was a Mitzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? They were able to connect. They became themselves a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that they understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. They became kibiyochol a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's why it's called the Ovis. The Ovis reached this Madrega. And the reason is because they were the foundational fathers of Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed through them. If you look at this, Elokei Avrom, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. That's it. It's not called Elokei Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu received them through them. They became a guild. This is called Adnus. It's not Havaye. They are Adnus. The Adoin, the master, the one that is my God, that's them. So you realize that their Adnus, says the Chasam Sofer, is not an Adnus that's representing Havaye. Is an Adnus on its own. Adnus is my master. This is how they did it. So first, and the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you have to understand who you are. So the first office to create a foundation of Klal Yisrael is to create who we are. Can I tell you something, Shlomo? I always say like this. Let me give you a very real example. Avraham Avinu, right? He struggled to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He starts, according to Chazal, he starts finding out about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's the age of 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only speaks to him at the age of 75. So for 72 years is the struggle that he looks for God, he searches, he does all of this. But he searches for God, he looks where God is, so on and so forth. That's the struggle of Avraham Avinu. The Midrash is full of this, but the Torah skips it out. The Quran, the big part of the Quran is the struggle of Avraham Avinu before Hashem spoke to him, because that's the mile of Avraham. Why does the Torah skip all of this? The story of Nimrod, of jumping into the fire, HaKadosh skips all of this. But the answer is, because there's the Torah talks about the Ovis, Ovis Malabonim, what we have to emulate them. That struggle is not our struggle anymore. Faith today is natural to us. We don't have to struggle 72 years to see Balabira and drive ourselves crazy. It's experiential. It's within us. So Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Ovis, incorporated the search of God into themselves. So that's searching for God. That's Odin. After you get Odin, that now is natural, now you could work on revelation. So they were creating the foundations of experience, and we actually are able to get that. So the Ovis didn't get Yud Kivovke, because you cannot get Yud Kivovke unless you incorporate the Odin. So before you have, when you have Odin as Odin, then you could have Odin as Yud Kivovke. In other words, if you're 72 years busy trying to find a Kadosh Baruch in the world, you won't have time to find who a Kadosh Baruch is. That's a Kadosh Baruch reveals to them. That makes a lot of sense. 72 are the 72 Shem Havai. That's the ultimate.
Specifically that one that he has to find.
He has to find, but the Gilu of Havai, the Gilu of, that's something much later. Only the Bonim can have that, not the Ovis. The Ovis brought the Odin, right? That's why they called the Lokei Avrom. Like they achieved it. They created the foundations, which is the Odin, the Adonim, and now we can build the revelation. But until they absorb the Kadosh Baruch Hu into ourselves, we could never do it.
I'm saying, but
in other words, you need to become an Avraham Avinu in ourselves, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is in us. Then we can appreciate Havaye.
According to this Midrash, at 72 years, it's the same Ayin Beis. Specifically that Avram has to locate to achieve the Prisman of Sarim, whatever it is, that's the shame he has to understand, not the shame.
Because Avram is Shem HaChesed, right? Because I'm based in the Shem HaShlem, is the Shem HaChesed, is the code of Yud, that's the beginning. Avram Avinu is the father. So Avram Avinu incorporated that. So Avram Avinu didn't experience and learn it, he incorporated it. He is very much experiential, meaning he made it, he had to In other words, some people understand it, some people aren't. That's what they did. So they made us who we are, now we have to find out.
This is what they mean by the Merkava, that the Avos were the Merkava.
The Avos is the Merkava. So in other words, the Avos like subconsciously got everything.
Right,
Shlomo. That's like you say. There's Yesh Koyne Olam V'Shachas. Like there's a Emuna Pshuta. That the guy has an Emuna Pshuta. So he has it. Now you just have to uncover it. That's the Ovis. The Ovis brought because God's Gil is not there. It's within here. So the Ovis are the Merkava. So the Ovis are Gil Shem Shemaim. They don't have to experience Gil Shem Shemaim. They are. They have searched it. They got it. That's why. The Emuna of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov is not for us. We can't relate to it. It became who we are. They created our DNA. Mm-hmm. It's much more creating the DNA than experiencing. Once we have the DNA, we can experience, but they are in some ways much more real, right? That's why there is the Odin without Yud Kevavki. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That's why Avraham Avinu is the first one that called him Odin, right? Without Yud Kevavki. Because Odin is an experience to Yud Kevavki, it's us. That's Odin Arishon. The obvious is Odin without Yud Kevavki. Because Yud Kevavki, lo nodati lahem. Ushmi Hashem, lo nodati lahem.
Isn't there a Shiloh, what's a higher level of Amunah, someone who has Amunah Pshuta, or someone who looks and then only and comes to the realization like this way, and we say it's Amuna Pshuta, more higher level of Amuna?
For us, it starts with Amuna Pshuta and then you develop it. In other words, I always say like this, if you have to look, Reb Tzodok says, if you have to look from Amuna from the outside, if you have to go and prove it out and to do it, you spend all your life doing it. If you find the Amuna within you, then you develop it. So the Ovis gave that Emuna Pshuta, quote unquote, and now you could use that to understand and etc. Emuna brings idea. Idea doesn't bring Emuna. See how what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the Ovis.
Isn't it right? Because we say Enkelakeno and then only we say Mikelakeno.
Exactly right. That's a beautiful idea. I love that. Enkelakeno always comes before Mikelakeno. The Ovis come before the thing. And the truth is, if you go ahead and you have to prove everything, in the end, Emuna is much more experiential. That's why I told you, Emes is experiential. You feel it. It is. So that's why the Emuna you have to uncover, because they always brought that the Emuna truth is the other new thing without you give off. And then you want to do your Kivovke. Kivovke is a process. It's a gift. Right? But you can't build your Kivovke. See, Shlomo, what Herod is saying is so givaldic, right? Enkelokeinu comes always before Mikelokeinu. So the Enkelokeinu are the obvious. The Mikelokeinu is us. Now that's natural to us. That's easy. Which is so funny because they had less of a revelation, but they were much more connected, which is always the case. Yeah. And now the next time we read Shem Shemaim, we know that the Chukei HaDikduk always follow the creed, not the Ksiv.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.